So I'm across the room, where I normally am, when I'm playing keyboard. Here's the keyboard. But I've got a stereo bar up now, and I'm going to bring my chair across to where the piano is, and the stereo bar is to the right of the piano, in the space between my TV and the speaker and the wall and the door. And I'm recording in Logic directly now, and if I lift the lid, which I've just done at the piano, I can play the piano, and here is the piano sound. Which is okay. It's alright, actually. I'm not sure if I have got the thing facing exactly the way I want it, but, you know, I can play low-end stuff and high-end stuff, and it sounds alright. So, yeah. Turn to my right and talk a bit up in the air. I'm talking towards the mics. If I turn to my left, there's nothing over there, apart from the sofa. That's the TV to my right. A sliding door down here, which is the nest inside. But yeah, I think I set this up temporarily until the family come home. They're away, at a weekend away, and I had a gig today, so I couldn't go and such. So. And today's, yesterday was the first time I got long enough cables to actually wire this thing up sort of the way I would want to mess with it. I mean, I probably can't leave it where it is, it's a bit incongruous. It's on a camera tripod and it's in the corner of the room and it probably looks ugly as sin. But while there's no one in the house to complain, and I'm recording in Logic with no metronome at the moment, and I'm recording quite a low level so I can normalize it later. But the whole piano does seem to come out quite well on the recordings that I've done as tests before. Sound of the piano at the moment, and I think it's quite warm. Don't know what you think. And that's with the lid at the top down, because there's loads of stuff on it. Jake's got stuff on it, some candles and things like that, so it's well loved, this piano.